Greetings, you're listening to a Big Finish production. Watch out, here come the Drashigs.
Ah! But Doctor, what is that?
You don't want to find out, keep running. Don't look back.
But where are we running to?
You ask a lot of questions.
I am a police officer.
Well, on this occasion... Ooh.
This is the Big Finish podcast, released on the 20th of January, 2019.
Benji
Clifford here, welcoming you to another podcast of delights. I'm joined here by Nick Briggs.
Hello, and I'm joined by Elastic Band to my microphone.
Doing.
Benji, do you think there's anyone listening who needs an introduction about Big Finish?
What, you mean like we at Big Finish are indeed the proud purveyors of the best audio books and audio drama in the known universe, featuring all of your favourite characters such as Doctor Who, Blake's Seven, Torchwood, Dark Shadows, The Avengers, The Prisoner, etc. That sort of thing.
You sounded like a bit like the computer from Billion Dollar Brain. Then Harry Palmer will come immediately to the computer.
Oh my God! Yes.
That way he speaks like that.
In a sort of way.
I impersonated that for Sort of Orion. There's a computer in that, and I did it like that.
Well, a direct Harry Palmer reference.
Totally direct. Yes.
He well and truly palmered that one up.
I wish I could think of the code name. In Billion Dollar Brain.
Let's have a look.
Oh, it's just really annoying me. Anyway, yeah, that was a good introduction to Big Finish, I think, for anyone who doesn't know about it. Audiobooks, audio drama, yeah.
I think so. Well, I mean, you know, it could have been delivered properly, but...
Well, I think it got us off on a good tangent, didn't it?
Oh, good old tangerine.
I nearly said chaffinch. Chaffinch. No, it's not chaffinch. It's... gosh, it's really annoying me.
The only one that I found which was about to tell me the answer is a website that's not actually available, so who knows, quite frankly.
I curse the internet. Anyway.
Concerto.
Anyway, coming up in this podcast, a bumper edition of listeners' emails. Benji, you're going to love it, aren't you?
Well, I love an email, you know me. I mean, this is like heaven for me. It's like if, you know, it's like I can go into a bath. It's a bit like a bubble bath. It's just I want to, you know, have a nice, surround myself with lovely emails and relax and hear all the wonderful things that people are saying about Big Finish. That's a horrible thought, actually. Don't think about that. And after the emails, of course, a quick burst of the Randomoid Selectatron, where we randomly, I was about to say, where we warmly select a Big Finish.
Warmly. We probably do as well. Yes.
Well, we're very warm, yes. We give you a 25% discount on it. Simple as that. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Just go to bigfinish.com/offers/V for Vendetta, that is V/Randomoid, and enter the code BUCKUP. Now that is BUCK UP, two words without the space, all in capital letters and no punctuation there. And it's as simple as that, you get 25% off. You know, it's a no-brainer, I think, anyway.
Yeah. And then, sorry.
And then you'll need a Strepsil.
And then we dramatise you with the first 15 minutes of our latest release from the Fourth Doctor Adventures Series 8, Volume 1, Planet of the Drashigs by Phil Mulryne, and starring Tom Baker as the Doctor with Jane Slavin as his brand new companion, Anne Kelso. I just love this story. Here's the trailer.
It was as a child that I first became fascinated with these magnificent creatures. And now, transforming this small planetoid in my galactic estate, I have fulfilled my life's dream, collecting together every known species of the terrifying primal wonder known as the Drashig.
Coming soon from Big Finish Productions, The Fourth Doctor Adventures, Planet of the Drashigs.
Ah!
What was that?
Let's walk faster.
What's going on? What is that thing?
That thing is a Drashig.
Visitors?
They found us!
The Drashigs are doing things, seem to know things that they couldn't possibly know.
They're out there!
Well, that door's double-layered bromelium alloy. The only metal in the galaxy they can't bite into. It'll hold.
K-9, help us!
Affirmative. Your laser, K-9.
Who are you?
I'm the Doctor. This is Anne Kelso.
Hello.
And this is my park.
Your park, Lord Bray, is completely insane.
Big Finish. We love stories.
Yeah. Love directing that. Great fun. Great script.
Well, you're all in for a treat when that comes out. And that is all later on as well. We've got plenty of stuff going on. But right now, it's time for listeners' emails. Well, as you know, I love an email. It's just common knowledge now. I remember when I was at Big Finish Day, walking around, and people were literally pointing at me, saying, "That man loves an email," which is brilliant. So what more do you want? And if you want to email in, then you can. It's really simple. All you need to do is send your emails to podcast@bigfinish.com. That's podcast@bigfinish.com. And am I right in thinking, Nick, that we've got a slightly different sort of way in which we're approaching the podcast? So our emails aren't read out weekly anymore, are they?
No, but they're quite regular, and we'll be telling people when exactly. Yes.
So just one to think. So. Just a bit of knowledge there, but please do email in. We love to hear from you. And speaking of hearing from people, here's somebody we love to hear from. It's Ian Humphreys. Here we go. Right. Dear Nick and Benji, many thanks for the prize copy of The Crash of the UK 201. What a lovely post-Christmas surprise. I had been away at family for the holiday and hadn't listened to the podcast, so was completely taken unawares when the postman delivered an unexpected package yesterday. I immediately went and sought out the podcast and, lo and behold, it was true. Thank you so much. Wishing you all the very best for the new year. Ian Humphreys, sent from Mrs. Horse Posture's rest home for distressed Brussels sprouts. Well, Nick will be there in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah, I'll be helping them out. I love a Brussels sprout. Here's one from Nick Ferraza. Dear Benji and Nick, I'm just writing to you in regards to your podcast on the 30th of December. Early on in the podcast, Bendy did a bit of research into the origins of the name Kris Kringle, during which he mentioned Christ Kind, a variation of Kris Kringle used in, according to him, Australia and Germany. Now, as an Australian listener, this got me thinking, Christ Kind? I've lived in Australia my whole life and never heard anyone say Christ Kind. Then I realised, Benji, is it possible that you meant to say Austria, not
definitely
Australia?
Definitely, yes. Just reading that, I was like, of course, yeah, it's obviously going to be Austria, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, just me. Austria and Germany, they're next door to each other. Australia and Germany, Venezuela and Wales.
Oh, what a fool I am. Yes, you probably are correct.
He says, I'm sorry to nitpick over such a small slip-up, but it's a pet peeve among many of my fellow countrymen when our country is mistaken for Australia. I'm sure many Austrians feel the same way. Back up!
You said it.
I got it wrong.
I'm so sorry.
Our country is mistaken for Austria.
Austria.
And I'm sure many Austrians feel the same way. Don't worry about it too much, though. Even we make that mistake sometime. Anyway, enough of all that. Keep up the great podcastery. I was going to say podcastery. Slip ups and all. Well, we've done quite a few of those today.
We certainly have.
Sincerely, oh, Nick Ferraza. Sent from Austria. I mean Australia. I mean, oh, I don't know what I mean anymore. Very wittily
ended. Oh, I'm sorry
about
that. What a fool I am. Although part of me sort of feels it's quite amusing to think that a single slip up on a podcast caused somebody in Australia to suddenly think, I've never heard of Christkind. Yes. Who's Kris Kringle?
I remember there was a moment when it crossed my mind. I thought, that doesn't sound like the sort of thing that would come from Australia, you know.
Yeah, we all make mistakes, don't we? Yeah. Absolutely, especially given, you know, Germany and Austria. It obviously feels like a very Austrian sort of thing. But, yeah, maybe we could start it becoming a thing in Australia. Who knows? Anyway, here's one from Oliver Moore. Hello, Nick and Benji. I've recently spent some Christmas cash on a bunch of upcoming Big Finish releases that I'm very excited about. In particular, I can't wait for Legacy of Time, the 10th Doctor Adventures Volume 3 with Wilfred Mott, Bernard Cribbins, and the 3rd Doctor Adventures Volume 5 with the Brigadier. It's all very exciting. But as I sit here in my post-Christmas rearrangement living room looking at my TV, I start getting a little idea. How about a Big Finish app, like the one for the phones, for Apple TVs? I'd love to listen to your audio dramas with all their lovely sound design through our nice speakers and look at the box art on the big screen. Just a thought, small suggestion, but one I figured I'd pass along. Keep up the great work and thank you so much for all the wonderful audios and podcasts. 2019 will be the year of Big Finish. You guys rock like the Sycorax. I love the Sycorax. More of them, please. With happy New Year wishes, Oliver Moore.
Oh, well, thank you for that, Oliver. I mean, I would say the thing about it is that we are always looking at ways of expanding the influence of our app. But it's actually quite difficult because the various channels that it can go through, you know, whether it be Apple TV or Amazon or Google, they're quite restrictive and they sort of don't want independent companies to be able to have apps that do things on their system, and so they put a lot of things in your way, and so, you know, you have to jump through a lot of hoops and dive over a lot of fences. Not literally, obviously. I'm speaking metaphorically because I have no complex technical knowledge of the actual terms. But yeah, so that's something we would certainly look into. Brandon Butler, who does our app stuff, is constantly working on all sorts of interesting things, and we hope that there'll be some exciting new developments this year, maybe round about the summertime. But enough of my teasing.
I will just say this, that if you have the Apple TV, I've not used mine in ages because I've got a smart TV, so it does pretty much the same thing. But if you have the Spotify app on there, there's quite a lot of Big Finish on Spotify, and you would get the same thing. You'd be able to listen to those releases through your TV and see the artwork there. I've done that on the smart TV downstairs, actually. I had a little look to see what Big Finish has got on there. So just an idea, my little New Year's gift to you there.
That's good.
The gift and of knowledge, boy.
And finally, this one from Chris Avery. Warning, this email contains praise for Nicholas Briggs, which I know he finds embarrassing, so maybe Benji should read this one out. Smiley emoji. Oh, well, that's very nice. I'm reading it. It was just my turn. Sorry about that, Chris. I messed it up.
It's important.
Dear Nick and Benji, firstly, as a long-time Big Finish gourmand, I would like to, again, express my constant delight and wonder at the amazing audio-listening type things you are producing. I was particularly moved to write this by episode 2 of the latest Survivors box set, which, despite being ostensibly a continuation of the original series, which I experienced on first transmission, me too, it featured none of the original cast and yet was a gripping, moving story which was as emotionally engaging as the other episodes, proving that you have made Survivors your own while staying true to the original. Thanks for that. Secondly, I'm interested to know how you decide to recast roles when the original actors are no longer available. For me, some work and some don't. This is not a criticism, as I know other people have different views and I'm genuinely interested. For example, as an original fan of the Third Doctor, I love Tim Treloar's performance, and this may be because I was not previously familiar with his voice, so all I hear is the Third Doctor. Conversely, when I listen to the trailer for the next box set, I don't hear the Brigadier. I hear John Coleshaw's voice, whose voice and speech patterns and accent I'm very familiar with. I feel similarly about David Bradley, the first Doctor Adventures, though I appreciate that they're aiming at something slightly different and lots of people like them, which is great. Again, no criticisms or complaints. I'm genuinely interested. Finally, and I know it's not really a BF related, but thank you, Nick, for another brilliant performance on New Year's Day. Oh, well, thank you.
You're here.
Yeah, I didn't know that bit was in here. I hadn't read this. And you have truly made the voice of the Dalek a real acting performance. No disrespect to Messrs. Hawkins, Graham, Skelton, etc. Oh, they all did brilliantly. Without which the impact of the stories would be significantly reduced. Happy New Year. Oh, well, that was the praise for me. I was looking for it at the beginning. Regards, Chris Avery, sent from inside Napoleon's piano.
What?
The point about recasting, it's interesting. I think John Coleshaw's voice, I mean, you'd expect me to say this, but I think his Brigadier is spooky. There are times when it just sounds exactly like Nick Courtney. And he has the same accent as Nick Courtney that he's doing, and the speech patterns and the rhythms and the tune of it, I think is uncanny. I mean, there are times, obviously, it can't work all the time, but no, I'm surprised you say that, but each to their own. I mean, it's the fact that you know it's John Coleshaw as well, I think. Because when I first heard it played back, I thought, for a moment, I was fooled, you know. As you rightly say, the David Bradley thing's different because he's not trying to sound like William Hartnell. It's another actor playing that character. That's the idea there. How do we make the decision? It's really ad hoc. We don't sit down and have a policy think about it. I mean, as you know, you've heard the hoary old story that, you know, Tim Treloar, he played a posh character in a Tom Baker story. Destination Nerva, wasn't it? And he, you know, and Tom Baker and I thought he sounded like John Pertwee, and so I sort of kept that in mind. Yes, it's various things really, and you know, the Brigadier thing, we decided we'd been speaking to the Haysman estate about it, and we were going to bring the Brigadier back, but you know, we were originally going to go for someone who didn't sound like Nicholas Courtney. You know what I mean? Someone who would just give a Brigadier-type performance, not try to imitate him. And then we heard what John Coleshaw had done in the Five Doctors audiobook for the BBC, and we just thought, you know, this is a no-brainer. And then we remembered that John had said to us, I'd really like to do a Brigadier series. We thought, oh, goodness, yeah, that can happen now. So, yes, there's no particular approach. Thank you, though, Chris.
And there you have it then for this bumper edition of listeners' emails. There'll be more emails in our 3rd of February podcast, so look out for that one. So if you have anything you want to say, any questions, anything you'd like to ask at all, get writing. Our favourite email will receive a mystery prize. Ooh. And frankly, at the moment, it's a complete mystery, and we don't know what it is, do we? No. I'm sure we'll think of something, won't we? I don't know. Have you still got that pie wrapper that you're...
No!
Oh,
my
no!
My wife stole it. She's cleared it away.
Probably a good thing. I don't think anybody would want to receive that as a prize anyway.
No, maybe.
But we'll think of something anyway. In fact, why not suggest the prize that you want, and we'll certainly consider it.
God. I'd like £1 million, please.
No, not that. Like a holiday to Madeira, a packet of Rice Krispies, and a Ford Tipex.
What's a Ford Tipex?
It was on the young ones. I don't think it's actually a real car.
I would have thought not, because the Tipex is a mistake-removing fluid.
It was just in one of their episodes where they said, and you could win a Ford Tipex.
Well, that's the emails over with for today. Just before we drama... Sorry, I'm just plugging in the power of my computer. So just before we dramatise you with Planet of the Drashigs, time for a quick randomoid selectatron.
Right, everybody, brace yourselves for the caravan of love. Here we go, randomoids. I don't know why. Oh, I closed the link because we were looking up the code name for Billion Dollar Brain. Okay, here we go then. Rand's going out there today. It's 2.2 Mummy's Mask Empty Graves, and that is, of course, from Pathfinder Legends.
Mummy's Mask Empty Graves.
Now, this story was actually nominated for the 2016 Scribe Awards for Best Audio Release. So it's obviously going to be a corker, isn't it?
Who wrote it?
This one was written by Cavan Scott, or Cavan, from a story by Crystal Frazier.
There you go. Well, there we are. We're going to give you a 25% discount on that Pathfinder Legends release. Let's have a listen to the... Is there a trailer?
Yes, there is.
Let's have a listen.
Coming soon from Big Finish Productions.
Answer my prayer, my lord. Hear me!
This begins! I can feel it!
It is his will!
Pathfinder Legends, Mummy's Mask, Chapter 2, Empty Graves.
What the hell?
Zombies!
Lots of zombies!
Where did they come from?
Who cares? Let's just put them back in the ground!
Can you feel it, Claude? Can you feel them?
Your army rises.
What's going on? Why are the dead rising?
They're not rising. They're reanimating. There's a difference. They're not the people they were when they were alive. They're nothing more than animals.
And someone's done this. The dead don't just rise by themselves.
That's a lot of zombies.
Coming both ways.
We have all the fun.
Here they come.
Big Finish. We love stories.
And just go to bigfinish.com/offers/V for Victor /randomoid, RANDOMOID, and enter the code buck up. I was going to say, and enter the buck up code. And enter the code buck up. BUCKUP, all capitals, no spaces, no punctuation, no messing, no sauce, no butter.
Nose.
No mayonnaise. Nose.
Thank you for very... what I was saying there. Thank you very much, Ran. Thank you very much, Ran. Time now for our 15-minute dramatise. It's part one of Planet of the Drashigs by Phil Mulrine, and starring Tom Baker as the Doctor, John Leeson as K-9, and Jane Slavin as WPC Anne Kelso.
Evening all.
She just turned into Dixon of Doc Green.
Nothing. Computer, experiment log.
Experiment log recording.
This is Professor Vanessa Seaborn. I've changed the algorithm, as per suggested in my last entry, and finessed the biofeedback meter. I'll focus on the creature's low beta waves this time. Then I'm giving up for the day. Bringing up a visual of the enclosure.
Cameras activated.
Good. Now, where are you hiding? Not sector one. Sector two? No. Three. Four. Aha! Never too far away. Right. Here we go. Starting neural oscillation detector. Donning the headpiece. Increasing power. Let me in. Come on. No, nothing. Useless. Right, that's it.
Cameras deactivated.
I need a stimulant drink. Experiment log off.
Experiment log closed. Entry saved.
Hovering around the... whatever we're hovering around.
The time vortex.
There you are.
I told you I had something to put together, Officer Kelso. And we have all the time in the world.
That big box you dragged out.
And all the time in the universe, in fact. Forward, sideways, to eternity and back again. So, where to go, eh?
What was in it, the box?
How about the Liddellians of Numenor Minor? Charming people. Very advanced. Very civilized. Very boring, come to think of it. Excellent ice cream, though. Oh, me, I shall never forget my first Knickerbocker glory on Numenor.
Yeah, Doctor, what were you putting together?
Oh, he'll be along in a moment, just letting his neural transistors warm up.
He?
Who?
Yeah, he who?
He who what?
What?
Master?
Ah, he who here.
Good grief. Oh, Doctor, what is it?
My dog.
This unit designated as K9 Mark II.
See?
He talks.
Well, of course he talks. Don't insult someone you've just met.
I'm sorry, I just...
There, K-9, she says she's sorry, so don't be offended.
This unit incapable of taking offense, Master.
Shh, she's new to all this. Pay her no attention.
I am to ignore this human, Master.
Ignore? What do you mean? No, this is Anne Kelso, your new mistress.
Affirmative. Updating recognition protocols.
Good dog, Anne. I think he likes you.
A robot dog? Now I've seen everything.
Oh, no, you haven't.
Did you build him?
Oh, I might have tinkered with Mark II here. Made a few modest improvements. I don't like to boast. You'll soon learn that. I can't abide boasters. So, our destination...
You're talking about somewhere in the future?
Well, your future, yes. Look, I don't always know what I'm talking about, you know. These things are relative.
And somewhere alien?
And that's relative, too. There are no Lemurans or Sinestrans, if that's what you're worried about.
Any humans?
Oh, your species gets everywhere. So, Numenor Minor?
All right.
Good. Let's go.
Doctor! What's happening?
What did you say?
I said, what's happening?
The grasslands might be my favorite of all the park's quadrants, Trencher.
Yes, Lord Bray.
From a purely aesthetic point of view. Feels clean out here, don't it?
Yes, sir.
Sunshine, heat, clear blue skies, and no visitors.
We'll get the park open again, sir.
Well, I appreciate your positivity, Trencher. What a pantomime, eh? Shut down because of one little visitor fatality? Mm. And what did that cretin think was going to happen when he turned his personal energy shield off? That the beast would give him a kiss?
Quite, your lordship.
Anyway, there'll be new safety features when we reopen. For a start, visitors won't be allowed to control their own energy shields. Ah, here we are. This is pad...
Teleportation pad 0561, sir.
Right. Well, let's check it's working, then. Hop up. Got the pass card?
Yes, sir.
Pass card recognised. Please select your destination.
Last quadrant, Trencher.
Welcome to the Wetland Zone.
Ooh, it's hard to believe the grasslands are a few hundred yards that way, eh?
The energy barriers and climate controls are in perfect order, sir.
A quick walk through this quadrant, then back to the centre, yes?
Very good, sir.
Ah, hello, boys. How close would you say that was?
Perhaps 2 clicks, sir.
No time to play with the pets today. Sorry, Trencher. I know you're a contrary sort who likes animals better than humans.
Sir?
Though you don't quite have the same affection for them as me, eh? Still, you're the best damn gamekeeper in the galaxy. That's what counts.
Thank you, your lordship.
Now, where's the next telepad?
Pad... 0578, sir. Not far.
Lead on, then. Park's fabric all seems in order. So, let's get back before this damned inspector arrives.
Don't panic, Anne.
Why not? Does this happen often?
Put your finger on this button.
Got it.
Good, good. Now, while I override the temporospatial dislocation bearing. You gave me a fright there, old girl.
Who are you calling old girl?
I was talking to the TARDIS.
What happened?
We've landed.
That was a landing?
Piloting through time and space isn't quite the same as double parking a squad car in Tooting, Officer Kelso.
You don't know what went wrong, do you?
I can attempt to locate the nature of the fault, Master.
No, K-9. I don't want you getting lost in the TARDIS subprograms for days on end. We're here now. A breathable atmosphere. So let's go outside, eh?
Where's here? We don't know what's out there.
Oh, nothing dangerous, I'm sure. See? Looks innocuous.
Looks damp.
You're from England, you'll feel at home.
You were supposed to be taking me away from home.
Look, are you always this pernickety?
Pernickety?
Yes, pernickety.
It depends. Does the TARDIS often deposit you at some mystery location?
Affirmative.
Right, you're not coming out, K-9. Stay here till we get back. Coat, hat. Come on, pernickety Kelso.
K-9.
Mistress.
Give us a few moments to get clear, and then follow after us.
Affirmative, Mistress.
See? Nothing out here to worry about.
Oh, barren wetlands as far as the eye can see. Where's my advanced civilization?
Appearances can be deceptive, Officer Kelso.
A rocket!
Oh, yes. It must be a base nearby.
Here on the planet?
Planetoid.
Sorry?
Dwarf planet. Gravity's a tad light, don't you think? Or is the grass just springy? Come on. It went in this direction.
We're going to chase a rocket on foot. Aren't we just hop back into the TARDIS?
Don't you remember our last journey?
You said you weren't worried about that.
Did I say that?
So you are worried.
Worried? Me? Well, the thing about worry is... Stop.
What is it?
Dead ahead.
There's nothing... No, wait. The air's shimmering like a heat haze.
Hardly the weather. Here, keep your eye on this rock.
Wow!
Vaporized to pebbles. Could have been a nasty jolt. An energy barrier. Far from barren wetlands after all, officer.
So where are you going now?
Along the edge. What is the enclosure enclosing? That is the question.
You wish me to greet the inspector, your lordship?
Is there a problem?
You said so yourself. I'm better with the animals.
Putting our gamekeeper front and centre is the best way to introduce him to the park. Besides which, I can practice what I'm going to say as I walk to get Vanessa.
Very good, sir.
Off to the shuttle bay, then.
Sir.
Now, it was as a child. A boy. That I first became fascinated with these magnificent creatures. And now, transforming this small planetoid in my galactic estate, I have fulfilled my life's dream. Collecting together every known species of the terrifying primal wonder known as the Drashig.
Doctor! Over there!
What is it?
Something white. Oh, no.
Ah. Them bones. Damp bones.
Oh, lots of them. I hate skeletons.
Well, they're not human. Goats, maybe. But completely torn apart. Some bones bitten clean through. Look.
No, thanks.
There isn't a complete skeleton here.
What kind of animal does that?
One we probably don't want to meet. I think we should get back to the TARDIS.
Oh, that's what I've been saying.
Come on. Ah!
What was that? Came from where we've just been.
Then it might already have our scent. Come on, forward.
What might have our scent? Doctor? Doctor? Doctor, were you wrong?
Wrong? Me? Never. About what?
Oh, you said there'd be nothing dangerous out here.
Let's walk faster.
collection comprises every species, from the familiar giant wetland drashig to the albino burrowing drashig of the desert, to the deadliest of all, and my personal favourite, the small emerald drashig of the rainforest. Ah, the lab. Good. Professor Seaborn? Professor?
Over here.
Oh, Vanessa. Late lunch, my dear.
Michael, our friends outside.
I'm sorry?
Our friends outside.
Oh, the emeralds, yes. They're feeding.
Turn on the monitor.
Cameras activated.
They're hunting?
A goat. Hardly a challenge for an emerald. Sector 3.
I see. Out of interest, how would you describe an emerald drashig? I've been practicing for the inspector.
Clever. Deadly.
I was thinking along the lines of, while far from the largest of drashig species, the emerald is demonstrably the smartest. Lithe pack hunters, coordinating their attacks perfectly with a finesse sense of smell and teeth that can devour every last part of their prey.
Always the showman, Bray. You could do natural history holodocs.
They're attacking!
And it's all over.
Classic hunting technique. One of them driving the prey straight into the teeth of the others. Magnificent. You seem hungry too, my dear.
I'm working hard.
Any progress in our experiment?
Trial and error. Mainly error. Nothing to wow your inspector with.
Pity.
Worried he won't allow the part to reopen?
Well, I'm confident he'll see the beauty of what we've achieved.
Beauty? If you say so.
Cameras deactivated.
Now finish your meal, my dear. We need to go.
But Doctor, what is that?
You don't want to find out. Keep running. Don't look back.
But where are we running to?
You ask a lot of questions.
I am a police officer.
Well, on this occasion... Ooh.
Doctor, all right.
More questions. What did I fall over?
Doctor, it's getting closer. I can see... Doctor!
Shh, I told you not to look back.
What is that thing?
That thing is a drashig.
Shuttle safely docked. Good.
Ah! Good afternoon!
You've been listening to a Big Finish production. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe.
Don't forget that. Don't forget.